Hey, it's me, Jolina, your little big sis. Welcome to Pretty Life. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Spotify. I miss you guys so much. Welcome back to Pretty Life with Jolina. This is Jolina, your girl, your favorite, your sister. I hope you guys are well. It is Tuesday, 1/14, 2025 at 3:18 p.m. Today, I woke up a bit late and I missed my driver retraining program. And they charged me $85 to reschedule the class. $85 just to reschedule the class. $85 just to reschedule the class. That is ridiculous. I have like 3 surchargeable incidents that happened on my driving record, so my license is suspended, guys. I know it's suspended. I swear I'm not at fault. I swear I'm not at fault. So what's really good with everybody? How's everybody doing? What you really want to do? Because if anything, I'll really do you on how you do you. That was a message from my previous owner. The previous owner. That was a message from God. That was a message from the spirit above. That was a message from whoever. Really. How was your day? My day was good. Yours? My day was hilariously welcoming. How was your day? Sounds like you have an attitude, no? Jolina. No. I wasn't going to say your name. I was going to say it's good. You don't need to give me an attitude with your fat ass. Damn, that's rude. Imagine calling somebody fat after they say, how was your day? After they ask you, how was your day, you call them fat? Like, bitch, how you could just say I'm F-A-T? I'm F-H-A-T. No, I'm P-H-A-T. Fat, baby fat, you know, like the little fat ass. You know, I have a fat ass. That's all. So what are we talking about today, Gold? Gold wants to say nothing because Gold is happy to know that Jolina is... Yeah. And Jolina is working and she's not sleeping because Jolina sleeps a lot. She's always sleeping. And now that she is looking for a job, she has a lot of time on her hands and she's just been in bed playing with her pussy. Literally just playing with my motherfucking pussy, bitch. That's it. Yo, unemployed who? I am not unemployed. I'm just playing with my pussy. Hashtag play with that shit. Jolina is very funny. I don't know why I say Jolina. Why can't I just say I'm very funny? Just say you're very funny. Who's very funny? Jolina. I'm very funny. Very, 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 very funny. Today I cooked. I smell like rice and beans on ting. I cooked some rice. I always make rice and beans. It's the main staple in my household. It's just rice and beans, plantain. But my mom makes the plantains. I usually don't make the plantains because I fuck it up. I like to make porridge. I like to make oatmeal. I like eggnog. And today I was eating some sweet potato pie. It wasn't sweet potato. I don't think. It was pumpkin pie. What's the difference between pumpkin pie and sweet potato pie? Isn't it the same thing? It's the same thing to me. Tastes the same to me. Really doesn't really taste any different than anything else. How are you guys? Because this week, I'm not gonna lie, this week is going by a bit slow. I got things to do. I really want to book a flight to go to Atlanta, but I really don't know what I'm going to be doing in Atlanta. Guys, I recently, my friend came over. My other friend and he could eat some pussy. Shout out to the men that eat pussy. Shout out to the men that know how to eat pussy. Just shout out to the guys that know how to eat pussy. He know what he doing. He eats pussy. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to eat pussy. Shout out to him. He didn't eat your pussy. He ate your ass. He didn't eat my ass. Now, shout out to the niggas that eat ass. Yo, he ate ass. He ate your ass. Why did he eat your ass? I got my ass ate twice by my love, by the love of my life. He loves me so much. He ate my butt. Shout out to the ones that eat butt. He ate the butt. He ate the booty. He ate the ass. Guys, if you want to follow me on TikTok, I do need some more people on TikTok. Just look up JoJo, J-O-J-O, motherfucking M-F-K-I-N, Curly, C-U-R-L-Y-Y, motherfucking Curly, JoJo, JoJo, M-F-K-I-N, Curly with two Y's. Just look me up. I need some followers on there. I want to start going live. I'm going to start dancing with you guys. I want to start, you know, doing some things with you, showing you guys my talents. And I need some people on TikTok, and I need people on my my actual social media platforms. You guys love the podcast. I love the podcast. We all love the podcast. The podcast is growing. I really want to meet you guys. I want to go on a meet and greet and just meet you guys. You guys are amazing and wonderful. And I just, you know, I want to look forward to streaming with you guys one day, because I want to have a stream set up. I don't have a stream set up, but I really want to, and I want to podcast on my stream, just show you guys the back end of what I do, and how I make an episode. It's so beautiful to know that I have supporters and things like that. I love you guys so much, and you guys are amazing, and I wanted to just give you guys some words of encouragement to just get up and get it done. I know sometimes it's a bit hard to do that when you have like a lot of things on your plate, but to say the least, it will happen because you believe it. So because I believe that my podcast is going to be taking me out of the hood, basically taking me out of Boston, taking me out, I'm a big person that is gonna make it one day. And when you believe it, it will happen. So shout out to the people who believe in their dreams. Shout out to the people that believe in themselves. We're gonna make it by any means pussy. By any means, pussy. So gold. I'm a bit tired today. I don't know how I'm tired. I be sleeping. I'm not gonna hold you. I be knocked the fuck out. Nobody could wake me up. I just be knocked the fuck out. But then I stay up early. So any means pussy. What's something you guys want to talk about today? Gold, what's up? So yeah, Jolena, we don't want to talk to you because you are somebody who is very, 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 very annoying. You're annoying because we don't want to talk to you. We just feel like you are changing. And we feel like your change is not something that we wanna become a part of. Because you decide to talk to us one day, and then the next day you don't talk to us, and then one day you talk to us, and the next day you don't talk to us. Like, we want to talk to you every day, 24/7. We want to be able to talk to you, but you sometimes don't say anything, and you go all day without talking to us. So yeah, we don't want to talk to you no more. Sorry, love, Gold. Oh my god, Gold is so fucking clingy. It's ridiculous. Like, I be wondering where you guys are. You guys come to visit me and everything, and I don't understand where you guys are sometimes. Like, you guys pop up out of the blue. I'm still wondering what the fuck happened to Takeoff and fucking Pop Smoke. Like, where's Takeoff and Pop Smoke? Don't you know? Takeoff. Takey, bro. Takey. And Pop. They are literally in heaven smiling. They're literally in heaven smiling down at me saying, Jolena, you decided to abandon us. Oh my god. And Pop Smoke thinks I abandoned his kid, Lena, because I'm not reading the book that we chose together. We chose a book together, and that book is named Lena, and he says it's our kid. bitch, if you're new here, just leave, because you have to be a real-ass Pretty Life with Jolina member. You have to be a real member. You have to be a real member to actually know what the fuck I'm talking about. Because I have a group called Gold. Gold is a community, but Gold is a group of people that passed away. So we love Gold. We always talk to Gold. So shout out to Gold, because Gold is just a community of people who died. And they talk to me. They have words of encouragement. They help me. And they're just so amazing. And I love them so very much. And they have a podcast, which is this one, Pretty Life with Jolina. And they're able to communicate through my voice. And they talk to me sometimes. And they have messages. I can't talk to them all day, every day, because sometimes I'm just like, are you guys here? Are you guys not here? Are you guys here? Are you guys not here? We have a slogan, Gold, we fart at that. And then it's really funny. It's really funny. Gold wants to say hello. Gold wants to say Jolina has to fart right now. Gold wants to say so much. Gold is just, Gold wants to say fart at that. Fart at that. Fart at that, yo. Gold, we fart at that. Gold is really just an amazing aspect of my life. Paradise, they're living in paradise, meaning they are living what the hell do you guys want from me? They are living in peace. However, we don't say peace, because peace is in reality. Rest in peace, that's in reality. We say paradise, rest in paradise. Rest in peace, not only rest in peace, rest in paradise. Because paradise is a mindset. Paradise is a mindset. Even though they passed away, they're not only at peace, they're in paradise, they're in heaven. Heaven is paradise. So I'm explaining it to the newcomers. Shout out to the new people who are listening to my podcast. Like, if you see me talking to myself and I say Jolina is this, Jolina is that, that's Gold talking. I'm not gonna say Jolina. I'm not gonna say my first name first. I'm gonna say I. You feel me? So for those who are just wondering who the fuck I'm talking to, it's Gold. Gold, they are amazing. So Gold is getting very clingy. Gold is getting very clingy. Gold wants me to actually stop talking, because talking is just something that they don't want to do today because they're being lazy. Gold, what's something that you want to see for the next 10 minutes? Gold said, I don't want to see anything besides Jolina. They're so obsessed with me. They don't want to see anything besides me. What? Like, we need some more. We need more than that. The people want more. The people want more. The people want more. We want more. Gold said, I want to know why Jolina is so, so adamant about talking to us when she has other things she could be doing with her time. Oh my God, somebody's calling me. Hold on. Somebody's calling me. Hello?
Hello, my name is Brittany Jones. Am I speaking to Jolina Smith?
Yes, this is Jolina Smith.
I'm reaching out on behalf of Xfinity Comcast. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful.
Hold on. I'll talk to you later. Hold on. Sorry about that. I recently had to get rid of my Xfinity modem, whatever the fuck that shit's called. Modem, because I didn't need it. It was like extra money for no reason. I just used my hotspot off my phone and everything is right, because all I have is my laptop and my phone, so I don't really need much. So yeah, and Gold is saying ha 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 ha, because they invited somebody to call me while I'm like in the middle of like speaking. Isn't that so fucked up? They are so annoying sometimes. They just wanted to fuck up the audio. Fuck you, Gold. Fuck you. Gold said, we don't have access to do that. I said, Gold, you have access to do anything. I'm talking to you right now. They said, dot, 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 dot. I said, Gold, this is ridiculous. This is fucking ridiculous. Please wrap it up. Please wrap it up. Please wrap it up and throw it in the fucking trash. Like, be so fucking for real right now. So, Gold, I want to ask you a question. Who's my husband? Gold said, your husband is Takeoff, Pop Smoke, the Kalaw, Nipsey Hussle. And Mateo. You guys got all that wrong. You guys got all that wrong. You guys got wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. No, it's Takeoff, Mateo. They said Takeoff and Mateo. That's the only two that they remember. That's the only two that they remember. It's Takeoff and Mateo. That's the only two that they remember. Listen, I haven't talked to Takeoff in a little while because he's mad at me. He wants to get a divorce because he's seen that me and my friends were, like, having a great time, and he doesn't want to talk to me anymore because of that same reason. Boom. Pop Smoke doesn't want to talk to me because he's feeling like, oh my God, Jolina is, like, obsessed with me. He thinks I'm obsessed with him. Pop Smoke thinks I'm fucking obsessed with him. He thinks I'm so obsessed with him. He thinks I have, like, he thinks I have a life. He just thinks that, I could be doing something else with my time instead of talking to his dead ass. Boom. Who else? Mateo. Mateo's my friend who passed away. I talk to Mateo sometimes because he passed away in a barbershop and I thought it was unfair. So I still talk to him and I'm just like, don't tell Dana. Dana is his sister. I said, don't tell Dana because she's going to think this is weird, honey. She's going to think this is fucking weird. She's going to think, oh my God, why is this girl talking to my brother who passed away? And I'm just going to be like, girl, I'm bored as fuck. You are laughing at this because this is funny. Look it, we got out the hood. Get out the hood. Get out the hood. Get out the hood. Look, done fucking got your ass out the hood. We out the hood. Look all these people that want to meet me just because I talk to ghosts and shit and they actually talk back. That is a fucking miracle that like you guys are talking back and we're not ghosts. We are guardian angels. Remember to keep saying that shit till you say. I love my guardian angels. They're fucking amazing. They're fucking amazing. They're amazing. They're amazing. And they just want to give me love. I have no idea what else to say to them. What else questions can I ask Gold? What else do you want to ask Gold? Audience, what else do you want to ask Gold? Gold said, how do you actually get in touch with us? Literally, that's a good question, Gold. Thanks for asking that. I just talk to you guys like nothing. I just be like, Gold, what's up? What's wrong? And then you guys just respond. And then that's just it. I just talk. And I have Gold, and I just talk to them. Like, I just talk to you guys. And when I'm outside, like, if I see a graveyard, like, I'm talking to Gold. Like, literally, I'm saying, oh, what's up? Like, y'all niggas passed away. Y'all niggas didn't pass away. Y'all in paradise. Like, what's good? Welcome to paradise. Welcome. We have a lot of newcomers in paradise. We have over 100,000. Ooh, over 100,000. 100, 150,000. That's a lot. Over 150,000 people who passed away followed me on Spirituality. And Spirituality is just an app, but it's a world. It's a world. Spirituality is literally a world. And there's so many people who passed away who aren't, like, on Spirituality right now. Sometimes Spirituality gets shut down. It's too much. It's like Instagram. In reality, we have Instagram, but in Spirituality, we have Spirituality. And that app, honey, is ghetto as fuck. Like, that app, like, all the people who passed away are laughing right now. They're literally happy because they have a fucking social media site called Spirituality, and it's up and running, and I'm the owner. Jolina Dominique Smith is the owner of this idea because it's all a mindset, literally. So shout out to me because I made things up with my imagination and Ratatouille. Did you guys like Ratatouille? Rat-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, rat-a-da-da. Oh, Ratatouille. I love Ratatouille. Did you guys like Hero or Hoes? Oh my God, who's been here for a while? Like, who's been here for a while? My anniversary for Pretty Life with Jolina is on August 20th. That's my birthday, so my birthday and my podcast coincide with each other. I love this podcast. This podcast loves me. And we do a lot here. We talk, but most importantly, talk to your dead. We talk to the dead. Ooh, spooky. Almost spit. Spooky. We get spooky over here. We really do. Ratatouille. Gold said, "This makes me happy, but when most what suck it, mad dick." Yo, Gold is fucking crazy. They've been here for so long. Oh my god! Like, what the fuck? I'm famous in spirituality. In reality, I'm famous too, but I gotta do the hard work, you know? And in spirituality, they be getting me fucking locked up. They be sending people my way. I be talking to myself out loud. I be talking to my spirits and out loud, like in public. And then people come to me saying, "Are you okay? Who are you talking to? Are you talking to yourself?" Whole time, I'm talking to a whole spirit. Who's saying, "Nom, nom, 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 sucking mad dick, sucking mad dick, sucking mad dick." Like, girl, do you know I'm talking to a whole spirit? And if anything, if I was talking to myself in Primark, who the fuck cares? Guys, I fucked this nigga from Primark. DT. If you from Boston, then you know DT, bitch. DT. And his dick was good. He knew how to eat pussy from the back, not the back from the front. I said, "Give me your all, Mariah Carey. I give my all to this nigga because he ate pussy from the back." From the front, sorry. Sometimes I be wondering, like, when a nigga knows how to eat pussy, like, girl, how many people have you ate? Like, how many people have you, like, ate? Like, how many people's pussy have you ate? Because that's unfair. And then on top of that, this nigga lives mad far away. I said I had to drive 35 minutes to drop him off home. I said, "Bitch, that was the best pussy eating session I've ever had. Pussy eating at pussy session. That was the best fucking leaky ass, nasty ass, filthy ass session I've ever had in my life. But I'm never having it again because I'm not driving you that fucking far from my house. I'm not driving you 35 minutes away from my house. I'm never doing this again. Sorry, I'll see y'all at the Primark. You want to fucking Primark? Fuck behind the racks and shit? I don't know, nigga. But never again, ever. Never, ever again." And Gold said, "Stop being a whore." Gold said, "Stop being a whore. Stop being a whore. Stop being a whore. A whore. A whore. A whore. Stop being a whore. They want me to be a hoe so bad. They want to be a hoe." They said, "No, get your pussy away from me. Your pussy stinks." Oh my god, my pussy does not stink. Yo, if your pussy stinks, go to the doctor. If your pussy stinks, go to the fucking doctor, bitch. You guys are crazy. You guys are beyond crazy. I can't believe you guys sometimes. I can't believe these bitches. These bitches stink. Yo, do you guys think Sexy Red stinks? Guys, I'm not gonna hold you. After I seen the fact that she's making bread, I mean, like, kudos to her. Like, I'm no hating ass bitch. But this bitch is making bread off of gonorrhea lip gloss. In the hood, bro, you're crazy. Like, you're dirty. I don't care. I'll say that to your face. Like, what the fuck? But you're making bread off of it, so kudos to you. Like, whoop-de-woo. Like, that's what's up or whatever. But Sexy Red, you stink. I really do believe Sexy Red stinks. I don't want to say that, but I do believe Sexy Red stinks. She does. Her pussy may not stink, but she probably stinks. She probably, heavy on the probably, bold and probably, because probably, she probably stinks, but that's some stink bitchy shit. Bitch, please. I said Sexy Red, your music is whatever, like, your music is okay, baby daddy, baby mama, you're a baby mama, That's a baby mama shit. That's some baby mama shit. That's a baby mama right there. That's a baby motherfucking mother. That ain't a mother of no child. That's a baby mother. She is a baby mother. Shout out to baby mothers. They ghetto and nasty. You're ghetto. You're ghetto as fuck. Like, get the fuck out of here. Yes, I'm hating on you. Yes, do you want to fight me? Do you want to fight me? You're a baby mama. Shut the fuck up. You got a baby. Like, shut up. I don't want to fight you. Get out. You stink. I love baby mamas. I still listen to Sexy Red. Skeet. That's the name of her pussy. Skeet. Name my pussies, honey. What did you name your pussy? I need mine honey. That's sweet. That is sweet as fuck. Honey? Yes, honey. What did you name your penis? I don't know. I'm scared. Mama. Stop. Yo, you're funny as fuck. Anyways. So, yeah. Shout out to the people who love Julina and her crazy ass antics. Gold. 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 What is the scariest thing that ever happened? Like, what's some scary things that ever happened to you? Oh, don't know. So, something that's scary for us is when you don't talk to us. That makes us scared. Because we want to know that you're okay. And also, too, what makes us scared is when you don't know how to communicate. When you don't know how to communicate, when you're not communicating, that makes you scared because we're here on the planet and you know that. So we love you. We want to be with you. Always. Forever. And always. We want to be with you. We want to be with you. We want to be with you. We love you, baby. I love you. Why do you always whisper? Like speak up, bro. Like, pick yourself up and, like, speak, dog. Don't we know? You are. Stop. Jonah, you are beautiful and hilarious. And we want to go to Atlanta. We want to go to Atlanta, but we don't know when. We don't know when. Jolena is being cheap. She doesn't want to spend her money because she only got about like a couple thousand dollars in her bank account. So she doesn't want to go broke in Miami. Not Miami. Atlanta. Not Atlanta. Costa Rica. She wants to go to Costa Rica. She doesn't have enough money to go. Uh-huh. That's what she had. Shh. I'm a chillionaire. Money comes, bitch. Money comes. So money comes. So don't know. What do you want to do? I want to go away. What does that mean? I want to travel. What does that mean? I want to travel. We farted that. Gold farts. Gold is a community of people who passed away who laugh at me because I fart. I literally don't give a fuck. I'm tired of holding it. But when a nigga come around, I don't fart. When a nigga come around, I swear to God, I don't fart. I cannot fart when a man is around. I just can't. Like, you're dirty, bro. That's some dirty bitch shit. Like, this nigga just came over and you just farted? This nigga is fine as fuck. You farted in front of a nigga. That ain't possible. You can't do that. You can't do that. You can't fart in front of a fine nigga. But you can't fart in front of your homegirls. Or your friends. But in front of a fine nigga, no. So gold, we fart at that. And the only time I fart is for you guys. So shout out to all my supporters and my people who love me. Because only you guys could hear me fart. I love you guys. And not only do I love you guys, I need you guys. Because gold. God. 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 Be a God. I'm God. And my spirits are God's. Yo, gold. We fart at that. Just fart on him. I want to fart on a nigga so bad. I want to just fart on a nigga so bad. Just be like, sit on his lap and like fart, like mad cute. Just be mad cute with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. just wanted to be cute and fart at the same time and pick my toenails and, like, cock up my legs and, like, blow a fart out of my ass.
Yo, let me stop. Okay, I don't want to make you guys laugh. I don't want to make you guys laugh. I just want you to be happy. Okay, I'm just saying hello to the happy people who just love me, who want to laugh, who want to just see me in person. Like, you want to see me in person? All right, but when am I going to meet you? I want to meet you. I'm going to take pictures with my supporters. I want to take pictures with my people who love me. I want to take pictures. So, I'm going to be out. I'm out. I love you, all right? So, keep your head up. Look forward to tomorrow. Tomorrow's the 15th. We're already 15 days. We're 14 days in, but tomorrow's the 15th. I'm looking forward to living tomorrow. Gold said, adios, amigo. And, amiga. And, amigo. And, Gold said, I love you. You love me. We love each other. To love me. To love who? You. We love you, Jolina. We love the podcast, and stop drinking eggnog. Jolina, stop drinking eggnog. Jolina, stop drinking eggnog, and go to the gym. Now go to the gym. Go away. Gold, shut up. Anyways, I'm out. Gold said, shh.